Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is an amazing story, which actually happened to me. And it's a story of a couple in Morristown, New Jersey, who were married for 5 years and could not have children for some reason. I was living in Morristown, New Jersey at that time, and I was teaching in a small cheder. In fact, I only had 3 children in my class, 3 boys in my class. And, of course, we learned Torah as much as we could. And I gave them points, and we kept track, prizes. And one day it came time that all the boys had earned prizes. And therefore, we wanted to go to a Jewish bookstore that had all the right kinds of books. And so we got into the car. And we traveled 1 hour from Morristown, New Jersey to Crown Heights. And there in Crown Heights, there was a store that had all the kind of books that they wanted for their prizes. If it was a Tillim or a Tanya or whatever it was. And perhaps there were other prizes too, I don't remember exactly. But for the boys that got books for prizes, and I think that all of them got at least one book, I wanted to give them a book with their name on it. There's a special way to print the name of a person on the book. Maybe you have a book that has that, for example, a Siddur or a Tillim or a Tanya or a Chumash, and someone gave it to you as a gift and they got your name printed on it. So the person at the bookstore told me, well, Mrs. Prager, who lives on Eastern Parkway, she has a machine and she can print the names of the boys in gold lettering on the books. Okay, fine. I knew Mrs. Prager because I had stayed there many times at the Prager's home as a bacher. And in fact, the first Chabad home that I ever stayed at was the Prager's house. And many times I stayed there, ate there, Shabbos, Yom Tov. And so we went over to the Prager's house, knocked on the door. Rabbi Prager was probably teaching at that time. He was a teacher of pre-1A, little children. And he taught in a very beautiful way. In fact, the other night, we made it for Brengen because it was my birthday, and one of the men that were at the for Brengen, when I mentioned this story of Rabbi Prager's wife, Rabbi Prager was in the story, as you'll soon see, he immediately began to sing the beautiful songs which Rabbi Prager made up when he was teaching this rabbi in pre-1A. So it was very beautiful, and they were very cute songs, very beautiful songs about meeting our Yetzirah and listening to our parents and bringing Mashiach and being a Shliach and all these beautiful songs, just absolutely beautiful. And he remembered them perfectly after many, many years since he was in Rabbi Prager's pre-1A class. But he remembered those songs like Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, the first pasuk that we teach a child. So anyway, back to our story. So while I was there at the Prager's house, and Mrs. Prager was using her machine to put the names of the boys onto the Sfarim, onto the books, I told her that there is a person in Morristown, New Jersey, a couple who have been married for 5 years and have not been able to have any children. And I think I asked her if she had any advice. She said, well, when we lived in Paris, there was a couple that did not have any children. And my husband, Rabbi Aryeh Prager, brought over to the house or the apartment of this person a picture of the Rebbe as a 2-year-old child. This is a very famous picture, a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a little sailor suit. This was before his Avsharon. He had very long hair, very long kind of curly hair. And he was smiling or looking into the camera. And that was the picture. And so Mrs. Prager said that my husband brought this picture over to the home of one of these families, of these couples that didn't have any children. And within a year, they had a child after being married for many years without. And he brought it to another family, the same thing, another couple, that is, and a third couple. And with each of these couples, although they had not had any children before, within a year of putting up this picture of the Rebbe as a small child, as a 2-year-old or 2.5-year-old child, sure enough, they had a child. Okay, so I said, thank you very much. And after we paid her for her work, We went back to the bookstore, and they had many, many pictures, including many, many pictures of the Rebbe, and they had this picture, which they were selling. So I got a picture, I got a photograph, this famous photograph of the Rebbe as a small child, before his Absharon, less than 3 years old. I bought it, and I took it home, and I brought it to this couple, which had not had children for 5 years. And sure enough, within that 1 year, they had a child. Anyway, I stayed in Morristown only 2 years, and then we moved elsewhere. And I told the story many times, but I never really talked to the person that it happened to for these many years. And one day, I decided to talk to the husband who I knew and to just confirm the story. And I did. I called him up. I had found the number and called him up. And of course, he remembered me. We were Bachurim together in Morristown, Tiferes Bachurim. And I asked him about the story. And he said, yeah, that is what happened. Of course, we were saying Tillim. We were doing lots of things. But that was one of the things that we did, that we put that picture up. And within the year that we put the picture up, yes, not only did we have one child, but later we had a second child, and later we had a third child. And this was after 5 years with no children. So what does this story teach us? Well, as soon as we talk about children being born, we're reminded that Mashiach will come when all of the storehouses of neshamas are empty, meaning that there are many neshamas of Jewish people that are coming down to this world, and all these neshamas have to come down to this world before Mashiach can come. And therefore, every time that there's a child born, a Jewish child born, it's for sure a big step, and maybe the final step to the coming of Mashiach, which, of course, is one reason why we should try to have as many children as possible. And, of course, it said, be fruitful and multiply. We should try to have children as much as possible. Each one is such a special gift, an infinite gift. And also, there's another idea here as well. And that is that although a person may be living in this world for many years, sometimes they have not had a chance to connect with Torah and mitzvahs. And when they discover Torah and mitzvahs, they become almost like a new person. And so this is something that we all need to try to help with. Whenever we see a person who does not know about Torah and mitzvahs, to try to give them a connection to Torah and mitzvahs. And this makes such a big difference in their life. It's almost as if they're a new person. So I wish everybody a lot of success, all of us a lot of success, in our mission to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible. And may all of you succeed in increasing in Torah and in mitzvahs and in good deeds and kindness and learning about Mashiach. And in this way, hopefully we'll bring Mashiach much, much sooner than anybody expected, immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.